Let's pray. Gracious Father, we ask this morning that you would open our hearts and minds to hear the word of your Spirit speaking to us today. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As I was doing preparation for the sermon this morning, one of the commentators relayed an interesting story that I thought I would start by sharing with you. And it's about this guy, Sir Oliver Franks. He worked at Oxford. The author that I was reading also worked at Oxford, so there was that connection. And he was remembering about this guy. And what's interesting about this man is he was assigned by the British government to be the British ambassador to the United States in 1948. So we're going back a bit. In 1948, he was the British ambassador to the US. But this was quite a turbulent time. The Cold War was starting to develop. NATO was starting to form. There was a lot going on and a lot of secret business going on. You know, they had all these, America had nuclear weapons, they didn't want other people having nuclear weapons. And so one of the things, that when he had to communicate from Washington to London, the one thing they didn't do, if anything was secret, was to use the telephone. Telephones were heavily bugged and intercepted. So what do you do if you need to send him important secret information back to London? You put it in a diplomatic pouch. They had these top secret pouches, which was then put on hand delivered to someone on a plane. That plane flew back to London, was taken off the plane and handed. But there was a trail, so that it was never intercepted and it was never opened, apart from when the person originally put the stuff in, the ambassador put stuff in, and whoever at the other end was supposed to open it. But there's an interesting story that Sir Oliver relayed of what they did when it was really, really top secret. Do you know what they did then? They put the information in one of these. A plain envelope. Something very ordinary. So the most important, most top secret things, got a stamp on it and dropped in a mailbox. The mailbag, people may focus on that to intercept. One letter amongst many, they didn't. This envelope is a bit like the clay jars that Paul is talking about in his second letter to the Corinthians. It is not what's on the outside. It is not the container that is what is important. It is what's inside. The message inside that plain envelope is what was important, not the envelope. And though the envelope did not look important, it contained very important stuff. And so that's a similar analogy, if you like, that Paul is using here about us. That we have treasure within us, but we are just clay jars. Clay jars, clay pottery, that's, if you like the takeaway containers of the ancient world. They weren't considered, I mean, yes, they took work to make and stuff, but your clay pottery wasn't what you, you don't have that on display. You have really nice pottery. You could emboss it with silver and with gems and make it the plain everyday stuff is what Paul is talking about here. And in archaeology, we're learning actually more and more from the remains of pottery, because people often wrote little notes and other things on it, and it was often reasonably disposable, as in it didn't necessarily, you know, you didn't get a pile of clay pots for a wedding present and kept them all your life. They were the things that, you know, you delivered meals to someone else. They were the takeaway containers of the old world. So what Paul is saying here is that when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to God's message, don't just look on the outside. What he's saying here is, for me personally, who am I to bring you the word of God? Well, look at me. I'm not the youngest. I'm terribly unfit. I'm overweight. There are far fitter, far more good-looking people out there. Now, if it's God's message, surely it should be in the best. And I know there are far smarter people out there. There are far more held-together people, far more, shall we say, psychologically balanced people out there than I am. Why should God's message come through me? Surely it should be something spectacular. In fact, if it's to tell the good news that God became one of us in our Lord Jesus, that he lived the life that we all should have, that he died for us, that he rose again, that he sits at the right hand of the Father, surely we need angels. Don't we need messengers from heaven that are so glorifying, so rich, that the message can't be denied? But that is not how God has chosen to share his message. He's chosen to share it through us. Now, you may be saying to me, well, Pastor, we called you to do this job. We compensate you for doing this job. So, therefore, you better do it. But you and the rest of you weren't called to this particular job. But Paul isn't letting anyone out off here. We are all clay vessels, and we are all containing that treasure. He said just a bit earlier that Christ's light has been put in us to shine forth. As followers of Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit within us. We've been talking about that the last few weeks. The Holy Spirit is within us. We have this treasure. We have the knowledge of what Jesus has done for us. We might not have a perfect knowledge, don't get me wrong, but we know some of the stuff. So we need to show forth his light. We need to be the ones who are spreading the gospel. I love the term gossiping the gospel. As in, as we go about our everyday tasks, whatever they may be, we are Christ's person there, in our words and in our deeds. As we are washing the dishes, as we are moving the sheep, as we are putting our children to bed, as we are talking with our spouse, we are in all those roles God's clay jar with his treasure inside wanting to come out. It is not that I am special. It is that the message within me is special. The message that God has given us is special. It is not that I have a great ability to love people. Believe me, I don't. But the Spirit within me leads me to do that, leads us to care, leads us to be God's people. Don't say, how can the Lord use me? I'm just an old clay jar. Well, that's precisely the people he is choosing. He is choosing us and where he has put us. In our homes, in our work, in our leisure, all those places, you are God's chosen person there. You contain this treasure. Your job is to let that treasure out. Now, as we start to think about that, one of the things we noticed in our Bible study on Tuesday night is that often once we get told the really good news, you know, all the blessings, all this great stuff that God has done for us, Paul tends to then move on to the tough bits, suffering. I don't know about you, but when I read verses 8 and 9, I can definitely feel that I have some weeks like this. Now, you may have had a week like this. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Yes, we are just clay pots. We're going to get knocked about. We're going to be mistreated. We're going to be discarded. But that is how the rest of the world is treating us. That is not our reality before God. Notice all in there, not abandoned, not in despair, not crushed, not destroyed. Why aren't we? Because we're putting our trust in Jesus. The world may only see us as useless clay pots, but we are the vessels that God has chosen to spread his message. I find that as I think about this, and this ties in with the next verse, that this keeps drawing me back to my baptism. Think about what we say in baptism. We are buried with Christ, aren't we? We say that in baptism, we're buried with Jesus. And we are raised with him. We join in with his death and resurrection. And Paul says here, we will always carry around in our body, inside us, the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. It is not just all about the resurrection, in a sense. Of course it is. Don't get me wrong there. I'll come back to that. But we can proclaim the resurrection. We can proclaim the new creation, the new life that we have. We can proclaim the forgiveness, the peace with God, all that is available because of the death of Christ. We don't move away from the death. In fact, the death is part of us. In baptism, we are joined with Christ on the cross. That death becomes a part of us. Yes, he died for your sins, for my sins. It was you and me that put him up there in the first place, wasn't it? But in baptism, we are joined. We put our faith, our trust in Jesus. In baptism, we are joined with him. And we are risen with him. We are told that in baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. That the Spirit resides within us. And one of the things we were looking at last week, where the Spirit resides, so does the Son. So because the Spirit is within us, Christ is within us. And because Christ is within us, the Father is within us. We saw that interconnectivity last week. And that because of all that Jesus has done, we are drawn into that interconnectivity. Whilst you may be a clay pot, while the world may see you as something discardable, something of not much use, and I'm not, please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anybody is that, but sometimes that's what others see us. Never forget that it is not the packaging, it is that great message that is inside of you, the gospel. And that gospel says, and this is really great news, brothers and sisters, that gospel says you are a son, a daughter of the Most High God. And that your Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, he's your big brother. So you are far more precious than any clay pot. You are far more precious than the sparrows, the grass, the fields. You are the one that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for. And not only are you that precious, but so are the people out there. So are the people that you come in contact with. And we want to share that so that it overflows. So what we want, my friends, is for we as clay pots to be a bit faulty in a sense. We want the love of God to be flowing out of us to those around us. We want that light to be shining through what cracks we have. We want to proclaim in our homes, in our workplace, wherever we may be, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We want to be pointing people to Him. We want to be doing that in our words and in our actions. The world may be looking for the big, bright and shiny. But we are going to go out there this week, not in our own strength, but through the Spirit within us, and show people that we are followers of Jesus by how we love one another. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.